Mad Scientists Exposed radio show, part of the Freedomizer Radio Network. Yes, we trust science. It's just scientists we don't trust. Visit madscientists.exposed for many ways to listen, or call in our live number at 319-527-6208. That's 319-527-6208. Press 1 to participate on the air. Again, that number is 319-527-6208. And now, here's our lead investigator, Suzanne.
Well, welcome again, everybody, this week. There's some heavy-duty stuff on the table. The time is running out to fight the 21st Century Cures Act, which behind the scenes means mandatory vaccines for everybody, all ages, all vaccines. And this is would be in compliance with the TPP. Obama is charging ahead, trying to pass this thing. The House already passed it, like, I don't know, several months ago, and now it's time for the Senate, and it's the 21st Century Cures Act has quite a bit of verbiage hanging on it, and there's a lot of websites are ringing the alarm bells right now. The NVIC, National Vaccine Information, why do I always get that wrong? Center, the National Vaccine Information Center is ringing the alarm bells about it. And that lovely lady there has done several videos about it. One is actually covering the legal history of how the government has acquired to itself the right to force vaccines on everyone. And this goes back over 100 years to, it's called, where is it? I have too many tabs open. That's a mistake I make. Anyway, it's called Forced Vaccination, the Tragic Legacy of Jacobson versus Massachusetts. And she's got a video where she explains the whole thing right on her page. And it was a story of a man and a son who reacted badly to the smallpox vaccine. And Massachusetts thought it was going to come around and force everyone to get a second booster shot. I guess even in those days, vaccines didn't really work very well. They had reacted badly, and the father and the son did. And they feared for their lives if they got a second vaccine. And so they, rather than comply and pay the $5 fine, which I don't know what that would be in today's dollars, but in those days it was, you know, $5 fine, he sued. And he took it all the way to the Supreme Court and ultimately lost. And the Supreme Court gave a lot of utilitarian verbiage reasons, you know, the good of the group over the good of the individual kind of stuff. Very utilitarian, very atmosphere of that time that befell society after the whole atheistic type Darwinism stuff. Now, you know, I'm not totally opposed to viewing life as having changed slowly over time over many, many millennia, but I do believe that there was an intelligence behind it, guiding it. It wasn't just random. It wasn't just survival of the fittest. And it wasn't, certainly not, it's not an atheistic universe. So anyway, but this utilitarian thing, this is what drove Planned Parenthood. It's what drove Woodrow Wilson's affinity for this utilitarian outlook. It was Oliver Wendell Holmes was the driving judge writing the decision, both in the, what year was it? The early year, and then it was like 1905, and then again, it was, he reaffirmed this with a eugenics right to sterilize people against their will later in 1927. So with this kind of atmosphere in the world, this is what drove Hitler and his eugenics, and ultimately China and their eugenics, and which they're still practicing today. And I don't think we should be bowing down to them in any way, shape, or form if they're going to inflict that type of thinking on us. Anyway, so I've got some links to this lady's article on my site. I can read you a couple of paragraphs. There's a lot of talk these days about the beliefs of judges who will be appointed by the new president to the U.S. Supreme Court. It is important. It is an important conversation because what those judges believe will be reflected in the legal decisions they make, decisions that could have consequences for centuries. Here we are, over 100 years after this Jacobson versus Massachusetts. Anyway, in states where vaccine exemptions are under attack, advocates for quote-unquote no exemptions, mandatory vaccination laws argue that you and your children can be forced to get vaccinated because eight men sitting in the U.S. Supreme Court said so in 1905. So that was the year of that decision. Public health officials and industry and medical trade lobbyists often invoke the Victorian-era ruling in Jacobson versus Massachusetts to deny Americans the freedom to make voluntary decisions about vaccination. Well, something we got to really acknowledge here is, you know, science certainly has moved forward since 1905, and to deny that science is moving forward and continuing to ask questions and, you know, it's just, there's no such thing as a settled science. Don't let anybody ever tell you that. If you have to legislate science, it's not science. Attorney Lawrence Gostin has said that Jacobson versus Massachusetts is often regarded as the most important judicial decision in public health, unquote. He got that right. He knew he could use it after 9/11 to rewrite state public health laws, giving government more police power to trample on freedom whenever health officials declare a quote, public health emergency, unquote. The tragic legacy of Jacobson versus Massachusetts not only haunts public health law making in the U.S., it has come to define it. If you wonder why this summer CDC officials boldly announced they want more police power to yank you off a plane and put you into involuntary quarantine because they believe you might get measles, you can thank the Supreme Court. You know, if he's so much has been in a room with somebody with measles. Anyway, if your healthy, unvaccinated child has been kicked out of school while six vaccinated children are allowed to stay, or if you have been fired from your job because you said no to getting a flu shot, look no further than Jacobson versus Massachusetts. And I will have to say, I witnessed such a thing this morning, I guess it was, in a Facebook group. A man came on and said he was denied, he was kicked out of his annual Navy pilot doctor's exam. He says, just got kicked out of my flight physical. That's the word I was looking for, physical, for denying the flu vaccine. I don't know how far the Department of Defense will take it, but I think it is time to talk to an attorney. He said very little after that in that thread, but that thread took off with all kinds of people commenting, you know, asked what position was he actually going for. And he said it's Navy pilot annual flight physical. So it sounds to me like he's been a pilot for a while. And, you know, other people urging him to see that, go see that attorney. I get really hot and bothered about this kind of a thing, you know. It's just too much because I've seen the Direct Order, the documentary on YouTube, where they ordered the military in Gulf War I, everybody had to get the anthrax vaccine, and probably every other vaccine on their list too. But the anthrax vaccine caused about, I think it was 25% of our service people to get some form of Gulf War syndrome. Some of them died, some of them were crippled for life, and they were ordered under penalty of disobeying orders, whatever that means in the military, you know, discharge, being locked up, this vaccine. And so many of them were crippled. And what it was finally traced down to was the ingredient squalene, which it's kind of an oil and water mixture. It's an adjuvant. It has really nothing to do with anthrax. And so this is kind of laid low for 20 years now since Gulf War I. And now here we have it. I happen to have seen other articles for this poor man. I think he's going to have to give up his career or take this injection, you know, take a 1-in-4 Russian roulette shot on himself, because Alex Jones has been covering this. And, you know, some people get all upset about, you know, Alex Jones, is he, hyperbole or fake news? But he's not fake news. He always backs up what he says. And he had this doctor on, and together they went over the documents from the CDC about this vaccine. And he actually has two articles, and I provide these links on medscientists.exposed. The new flu shot released to cull the public, and because they know that the ingredient that they've never put in a flu vaccine before, that they've put in the flu vaccine this year, and they've done away with the flu mist inhaler vaccine, because the only way to really get an adjuvant into somebody and not have your immune system protect you from it is to inject it. You're totally bypassing the immune system that way. And this vaccine, the two things this year is you cannot get a missed version. It has to be injected, and it has squalene in it. And I am not aware of any other vaccine. Now, I could do some more digging. Maybe I'll find one. But that has squalene in it besides the anthrax vaccine that caused Gulf War syndrome. That just had such really horrible side effects. You know, in the day that vets were coming home with Gulf War syndrome, we thought that they were being, gassed with chemical weapons or biological weapons. It took years to find out what was the cause of it. When it finally came out that it was our own military vaccinating our guys, supposedly against an anthrax CDC-derived bioweapon, you know, and the actual bioweapon was the adjuvant, more so than the anthrax itself. Anyway, so the next article from that site is this Dr. Group. He's a consulting doctor with Alex Jones people, and, you know, he knows what he's talking about, and he just, in his video, he just steps through a bunch of CDC documents about that vaccine, and the title of that one is Most Dangerous Flu Vaccine Ever Being Pushed on the Public. And it's just unbelievable what's going on. And this is what they tried to inject into this man, who I'm afraid he's going to have to give up his Navy pilot career. I mean, that's a terrible thing. You go through a lot of training, and that's quite an elite kind of job, you know. That's for the best of the best, and they're going to push this guy out because he's too smart, you know, to take this vaccine. So I hope he does get his lawyer. I participated in that thread, and I sent him these links, you know, to hopefully feed both that doctor and the lawyer that he's going to see, because, you know, it goes right into the CDC. You know, it's a discussion of CDC documents, and he'll have some things to fight back at them. So, yeah, it's pretty sad, the squalene in the modern flu vaccine. And there's a special version of this year's flu vaccine just for people over 65. They're going to double it up on you because I have reached a conclusion that the whole industry is about killing people, eugenics, and we've never had eugenics disavowed by our government. And I don't know what the reason is for killing old people other than making Social Security solvent by having no beneficiaries. I don't know why, you know. It's the old Hitler thing, you know, killing off the useless leaders. Well, I always thought our senior people were the most wise people that we had. And, you know, they did their life of work and contributing and saving up for their retirement. They earned their retirement. They earned their place of honor as the wizened senior people of our society. So, anyway, it's just kind of sad. So, let me click to more of these links here. So, today's topic is time is running out to fight the 21st Century Cures Act, which means mandatory vaccines. It doesn't actually mention mandatory vaccines in it, but this this lady at NVIC.org, she explains how it's kind of hidden in the language. It makes it all TPP compliant, and if you dig through multiple layers of you know, the legalese, you find that you know, they connect documents to documents to documents, and there you'll eventually find the mandatory vaccines. So there's a really huge, huge vaccine resistance movement group on Facebook. It's got over 25,000 members, and the admin there, I don't know if he has other admins, is Joel Lord. And he's, you know, even though it's a public group and it gets a lot of trolls, he's very, very good and aggressive about weeding out the trolls. So, you know, if trolls pop up, if you want to participate in that group, you can really learn a lot because he has so much documentation, so much science, pure science in there that you can learn so much. Anyway, he has an article up today, the 21st Century Cures Act major cause for concern. This bill would provide vaccine manufacturers the opportunity to fast-track untested experimental vaccines into widespread circulation, allowing them to skirt any vestige of clinical trial regulations on vaccine safety or efficacy on the vague justification that the so-called, quote, science is settled, unquote. Oh, no science is ever settled. Section 2141, the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices must expedite review of certain vaccines. The CDC must provide a vaccine developer upon request with information on public health needs and priorities and certain epidemiological analysis of data. Section 2222, valid scientific evidence, quote-unquote, is defined for purpose of the FDA determining the effectiveness of a medical device without clinical investigations. This bill is designed to enhance surveillance, i.e. vaccination status, on all families via the disclosing the intimate family health records to health authorities and vaccine manufacturers, an unprecedented measure which would target our communities directly. What does this mean, chips? They keep a database with all your vaccine records and you're chipped like a dog so they can tell who you are as you walk by? And your vaccine status, is this going to mean, you know, admission to airplanes and amusement parks and movie theaters? What does this all mean? Anyway, Section 2143, meetings between CDC and vaccine developers. 3A, upon the submission of a written request by a vaccine developer, the secretary, acting through the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, shall provide to the vaccine developer any age-based or other demographically assessed disease epidemiological analysis or data that, 1, are specified in the request, 2, have been published, 3, have been performed by or are in the possession of the centers, 4, are not a trade secret or commercial or financial information that is privileged or confidential, and it goes on. Section 3001, requirements are established for interoperability and certification of health information technology. Practices that discourage the exchange of electronic health information are prohibited. Huh. Well, you know, I have a relative who recently had some serious health issues, and things were slowed down because her doctor keeps no computer records. Everything is on paper. I'm not sure how he gets away with it. I guess it hasn't been outlawed, and this would outlaw. I mean, when he needs to, he can fax things back and forth with the hospital, but because it's all paper, it is slowed down a little bit, and it can have life and death consequences. So I'm not totally for no computer records. I am for banning the government from having access to anyone's private computer records, private medical records. It's none of the government's business. You know, we got to do away with this Obamacare. Anyway, Section 3001, Part C, expedited review for breakthrough therapies and for use during public health emergencies. If a vaccine is designated as a breakthrough therapy under Section 506 of the Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act, and is licensed under Section 351 of this Act, the Advisory Committee shall make recommendations with respect to the use of the vaccine on an expedited basis. So he goes on with this, and he's got a link to the actual text of the 21st Century Cures Act. And this is, again, I've got a link to his link. So you can find it all just at, you know, madscientists.exposed, because they're letting the lawyers run the science here, and it's just not right. It absolutely is not right. And they're going to take it out on you and yours. And I'm just horrified by what I've been reading. This article with this Navy pilot that got kicked out of his physical for refusing the flu vaccine. And of course, without a physical, he can't continue flying. But he is not the only one. There's other people in this thread that talk about getting kicked out of their medical jobs, in particular out of volunteering at the children's school in California. Now, California is a real egregious case, and it's the model that they want to launch on all the rest of us in the rest of the country. You know, all vaccines for all children and all adults who are going to be around any children. And, you know, so you can't work in a daycare, you can't work in a school, you can't even volunteer in a school. I think you can't even have a home babysitting service. I'm not sure how far that one goes. If anyone from California is listening and you'd like to give a call, the number here, let me pull up that tab. I'll pull up that tab and I'll just play the phone number here. Oh, shoot, I've got too many tabs open. The phone number is 319-527-6208. And you can continue listening to the show there. If you want to participate in the show, then you can dial 1, and I'll see the little marker come up, and so you're either listening or you can participate. And again, that number is 319-527-6208, and we do have a caller. Hi.
Hello.
Megan? Hi.
Yes, it sure is a wonderful show.
I'm so glad that you're a fan.
Just a wonderful show. Well, you know, let's kick this into a slightly different gear, which is going back to showing that these vaccines are bogus or dangerous or killers or somewhere in between. Because
I've got
links
all over my
Dr.
Mercola. Yeah, well, I've got links
to
several websites.
Mercola. I'm not sure. I think I've heard his name pronounced Mercola, but I'm not sure. Anyway, here's the top article on his column. Right now, kids given vaccines have 22 times the rate of ear infections, 32 times the rate of sinusitis, 4 times allergies, 2 times the asthma, 4 times the hay fever,
yeah.
3 times ADHD, and 19 times higher odds of autism based on a 7,850-person survey, yet 98% of parents give it to their children. So, I mean, what parent looking at that kind of odds would feel that that's warranted to give any kind of vaccine, any kind of shot to their kids if they're going to have such a huge risk of sinusitis and ear infections and allergy? It's crazy, Suzanne. It's just crazy.
Well, that's why we all, what is it? 1 in 6 kids now has serious autoimmune issues, whether it's asthma or eczema or autism. Now we know from the Vax movie and the evidence going on with that, it's really hard for somebody to admit that the government's been lying to them. When my kids were really little and we were going through all the vaccines, there were not as many vaccines as there are now, but the internet was so young. It was like invented the same year my daughter was born, my oldest, and all this stuff wasn't available. We couldn't just download package inserts from the CDC. And so, I feel guilty. And in fact, there was a time when the pediatrician actually lied to me. I had, people in our homeschool group were warning me that the chickenpox vaccine that was brand new at the time had abortive fetal cell tissue in it. And I asked my pediatrician before letting her give it to my daughter, and she lied to my face and said it didn't. It had fetal pig tissue in it. And now I know it actually has human fetal tissue in it. So, when your pediatrician lies to your face, when the pediatrician lies to your face.
I was just wondering if she was ignorant. Maybe she had bogus information.
She might have. It could be somebody lied to her, because I think that's the only way pediatricians could be killing babies all over the country right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's because they're being lied to in their own medical schools that are, of course, run by the pharmaceutical donations and all that. So it's kind of hard. So there's this website, vaccineimpact.com, and their article today, just today, is experimental. Was that one? Wait a minute. This website. Let me see what date they published this.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's December 3rd. I don't know. They have a little funny theme on their website. So I'm not sure exactly when they published this, but it's recent. Urgent: contact U.S. Senate now. Demand removal of vaccine sections from H.R. 34, the 21st Century Cures Act. Send emails and faxes this weekend. Call all day Monday before the Senate votes on H.R. 34 at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to stop it. FDA fast-tracking all new vaccines, 3091 and 3092, that's the sections, I guess. Unconscionable: pharma and vaccine administrator liability shield for fetal vaccine injury or death caused by vaccines given in pregnancy. Oh, man, one thing I found today, I was pulling up I was watching that video by Dr. Group, who was on Alex Jones, and he was stepping through documents that he downloaded from the CDC, and one of them is what's new in, I got to bring up that tab, I think I closed that one, what's new in 2016-2017 flu season. And she was going on and on about what's in the vaccine and how they have a higher dose for people over 65 and all of that. And I noticed something odd in the tab top, where I know in HTML is the actual title of the page, And the actual title of the page, as far as the search engines are concerned, was "Pregnant Women Need a Flu Shot." And it didn't say that anywhere in that document. Shoot, where is that? I'm going to bring that up and read that document to you because Dr. Group found it so. Oh. Okay, well, you know what? I'm going to find that tab, and in the meantime, I should take my first commercial break here. And I'll find that tab and close all the extra tabs that I've got. Nope, I'm not even in that tab. There it is. We will be right back.
Did you know most Americans know nothing or very little about the legal system? I am the Rose Colombo, longtime legal activist, legal coach, legal advocate, and the author of Fight Back Legal Abuse, Irwin Award winner, and also my latest political satire, Obamacare Dinosaurs, Rednecks, and Radicals. A political satire exposing the evil agendas of Obamacare and redistribution of wealth that leaves you with a thought-provoking ending. Will mankind survive, or will the U.S. natural-born citizen become extinct? It's available at Amazon.com. You can also visit my website at www.fightbacklegalabuse.com for more information. So order your copy today and empower yourself with knowledge before injustices come knocking on your back door unexpectedly.
Vaccines are required for students, employees, immigrants, military members, and international travel. Do you know how to legally avoid them? This is vaccine rights attorney and Freedomizer radio host Alan Phillips. My vaccine exemption ebook can help you avoid the mistakes that have cost others their exemption rights. Get the authoritative guide to vaccine legal exemptions, an ebook available at freedomizerradio.com and vaccinerights.com.
Let freedom ring throughout the land.
U.S. trade negotiators are pushing to complete the TPP this year. They're trying to keep it under the radar. The best way to stop the TPP is to drag it into the light of day. Right now, negotiators have appointed approximately 600 corporate lobbyists to serve as cleared advisors on the TPP, while refusing to release any of their negotiating proposals for public review. The corporate media is unlikely to inform the public about the TPP. We need to do it ourselves.
Aloha, this is Katmir Stone of Freedomizer Radio. I was born and raised in the Caribbean tropical coast and enjoyed living along the Blue Ridge Mountains of Appalachia, both places where Mother Nature rules.
Do you want to live a happy and healthy barefoot lifestyle? Join Barefoot is Legal Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 a.m. Pacific Time to learn your rights to live a barefoot lifestyle. There are no laws against bare feet in public, and we are here to dispel the myths and empower you to stand up for your rights. Join full-time barefooter and victims legal advocate Nick Pierce on Freedomizer Radio or the Barefoot is Legal radio show Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 a.m. Pacific, and check out barefootislegal.org.
How would you like to make your work more enjoyable, be more creative and relaxed, all while sitting at your desk? That's exactly what my Serenity Rug has done for me. This revolutionary footrest, I can't even call it a footrest, because this thing encourages movement of your feet, which results in more blood flow. While traditional footrests advocate the motionless placement of your feet, I found that I'm unconsciously digging my feet into the long, soft grass strands of the Serenity Rug. It delivers an incredibly relaxing sensation that closely resembles the feeling of an exotic foot massage. If you have ever had a foot massage that made you want to stay there for hours, you know what I'm talking about. If you have not heard about the Serenity Rug, check them out at serenityrug.com and join the exclusive Serenity Rug community and enjoy a feeling of comfort and relaxation that most will never experience. They've sold out before, so I suggest you do your feet a favor and grab one of these. Again, that's SerenityRug.com.
So if you want to participate in this conversation today, the number here is 319-527-6208, 319-527-6208, and hit 1 if you want to participate, and don't hit 1 if you just want to listen. So anyway, I found that document that Dr. Group was going over, and it's called What's New for the 2016-2017 Flu Season. And new for the season, only injectable flu shots are recommended this season. Flu vaccines have been updated to better match circulating viruses. There will be some new vaccines on the market this season, and the recommendations for vaccination of people with egg allergies have changed. What flu vaccines are recommended this season? This season, only injectable flu vaccines, flu shots, this is directly from the CDC.gov, people, should be used. Options this season include standard dose flu shots. Most are given into the muscle, usually with a needle, but one can be given to some people with a jet injector. One is given into the skin. Well, those jet injectors are pretty nasty. My mom tried one once, and she ended up with a mild case of Guillain-Barre that she eventually got over. That was for the whole swine flu pokes in 1976. Anyway, a shot made with adjuvant for older people. That's the stronger one. That's the, you know, more squalene. Here's the next bullet point. A shot made with virus grown in a cell culture. I should let you know that that is dog kidney cell culture. That's what they're growing it in. And that's in the package insert, which I also linked to. On the site there. A shot made using a vaccine production technology, recombinant vaccine, that does not require use of a flu virus. How do you make a vaccine without the actual virus to expose to your immune system? This sounds like such hokery to me, I can't believe it. How do you have a flu vaccine that doesn't use any flu virus at all? Anyway, but here's a live attenuated influenza vaccine, LAIV, or the nasal spray vaccine is not recommended for use during the 2016-2017 season because of concerns about its effectiveness. Of course it doesn't kill you fast enough. Anyway, what flu vaccines are new this season? So they've got more than one. I'm sorry, I'm so cynical. This season,
this
a flu vaccine with adjuvant. What? Yes.
Well, weren't they pushing the nasal spray application of these vaccines just last year and a few years before?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
now
well, this
all
year,
of a sudden
no.
The millions
year,
of people who got those, they find that it doesn't work? It's ineffective, so they're dropping it?
I don't know. I don't know the reasoning. Because, I mean, I'm cynical enough to think that the main purpose of the flu vaccine is to spread the flu into the public. You know, I've had relatives who have gotten the flu from other relatives who had just been vaccinated. So, and that was the only source. That's what it was. So, and don't let anybody tell you that you know, oh, it's inactive. You know, the virus is inactive because the definition of a virus is that it's inactive outside the body and active in the body. Mm-hmm. It doesn't qualify for living or dead or anything like that. So it can be inactive when they inject it into you, and, of course, then it becomes active. So all these side effects and stuff, all the headache and malaise and fever and all that they list as possible side effects, they're actually symptoms of the flu. By definition, they've simply defined it away. You don't have the flu because you had the shot. You only had, you know. So anyway, so they have two new vaccines this year. This season, a flu vaccine with adjuvant will be available for the first time in the United States. Adjuvant is a vaccine ingredient that helps create a stronger immune response in the patient's body. This new vaccine, Fluad, is approved for use in people 65 years and older. And they have a link, actually, it looks like, to the package insert of that. And then this season, a flu shot that protects against 4 flu viruses made with virus grown in cell culture, that's the dog kidney cells, will be available for the first time in the U.S. That's the Flucelvax vaccine. Last season, Flucelvax protected against 3 flu viruses. Flucelvax is approved for use in people 4 years and older. So this is, I believe, Flucelvax is the one with the chemical version of the squalene in it. The Fluad, you know, they don't list ingredients anymore. You can possibly sort through under description, and the ingredients are actually in the package insert because they're legally required to provide them, but they don't name them ingredients, so it's harder to just do a search through the package insert. They're very sneaky, you know. They recently changed all the URLs. The whole subtopic URL used to be able to link to all vaccine inserts at once. You know, just have the list right in front of you. No, now it shuffles. You have to just Google it. You have to know the name of your vaccine and Google it up in order to wade through the maze that they're making into the FDA website. And well, this goes on, and it doesn't even mention pregnant women yet. It's in the title that they feed the search engines. Let me see. Where is it? Of course. Okay, I hate when it does that, when I search on a word in a PDF document and it doesn't highlight it because it's already on the page I'm looking at. So this is a two-page infomercial. There it is. So they have this insert in it called "Getting an Annual Flu Vaccine is the First and Best Way to Protect Yourself and Your Family from the Flu." It's actually not, and I have documents to that effect too, linked from MadScientist.exposed to more CDC documents and published studies. Flu vaccination can reduce flu illnesses, doctor's visits, and missed work and school due to flu, as well as prevent related hospitalizations. It creates enough of its own. But yeah, that's because by definition you don't have flu anymore, even though you're deathly sick from the vaccine. You have Guillain-Barre, and that's what you're in for. The more people who get vaccinated, the more people will be protected from the flu, and actually the more people will get the flu, but they don't put that in there, including older people, very young children, pregnant women, and people with certain health conditions who are more vulnerable to serious flu complications. Now, this is all dog and pony, you know, la-la, you know, wonderful time, you know, marketing. You know, I actually had the flu once when I was pregnant, and I was 9 months pregnant, and I went into labor while I was pregnant. I mean, while I had the flu. And the very odd thing about the flu was that, and I don't remember they hadn't vaccinated me because I was pregnant that year. And in those days, they didn't vaccinate pregnant women, but I probably got it. I don't know where I got the flu. It was out in the public because they were, of course, vaccinating most of the public. But the flu actually stops while you're in labor. It was the weirdest thing. It stopped while I was in labor, and it came back as soon as I was done with labor. So I was coughing a lot after. Yeah, it was the weirdest thing. I've heard that about other illnesses, too. Your body focuses. Birth this child and get on with symptoms later. And this is what happened, you know. So anyway, yeah, so we had kind of a tough first couple of weeks because I kept coughing so much. I couldn't, you know, I was trying to breastfeed, and I kept bouncing her off. So it was kind of sad, but we recovered. We got through it. And I became I guess what they call Mama Bear. Kind of, don't mess with my kids or I'll get you. You know? One of those. Anyway, so that was the marketing sheet by the CDC, where it's just a little insert at the bottom of the sheet saying that just briefly mentions pregnant women, but what they're actually feeding the search engines is pregnant women need a flu shot, as the title of this. The real title is what's new for the 2016-2017 flu season, but it just disgusted me that they've embedded the wrong title in it, and they're playing games with search engines. You know, I know some of these search engines are really in on this marketing stuff, because even on some of my own sites, I can search on a word that I know is in one of my articles, and I can't find it, you know, if I use the Google search engine.
I've heard that Google looks at maybe the first 100 words, and so you got to have the main topic in there in the first 100 words, otherwise it might not.
Oh, maybe that's it. Yeah, the first couple hundred, yeah, I think so. Anyway, so that was, let's see, what else do we have here?
I'm still on the Mercola site.
What are you still with the
Well, are you aware of this Institute of Medicine, the IOM report done in 2011? They reviewed over 1,000 independent studies on vaccines. more than 1,000 independent studies on vaccine, and the IOM was unable to determine whether or not vaccines are a causative factor in over 100 serious health adverse health outcomes. So people got the vaccines, and then they got these adverse, first of all, the vaccines were hepatitis A, hepatitis B, measles, mumps, rubella, meningococcal, pneumococcal,
that's pneumonia.
DTaP, yeah, DTaP, varicella zoster, chickenpox, HPV, and influenza vaccine. So these people who got these vaccines, hundreds of them evidently, turned up with things like multiple sclerosis, lupus, encephalitis, brain inflammation, rheumatoid arthritis, autism, and encephalopathy involving permanent brain damage. And then they just couldn't...
I got to tell you, I'm not aware of anything else that causes this stuff.
Yeah,
vaccines. I mean, I look over my back wall and I see Auschwitz as far as the, you know, the modern Holocaust, as far as I can see. I mean, that's my view of it.
That's the view. In short, the research available is insufficient and cannot be used to confirm nor deny. So they can't deny that the vaccine caused these many poor health outcomes from the vaccinations. But, of course, they don't have quite enough to confirm it either. Now, people working in this evidently included, it's funded by the government. It's also funded by Big Pharma.
What's the URL for that? Is it a big long URL, or can you tell it to me?
Sure. I'm still actually on, believe it or not, I'm on, right now this is articles, Mercola. Let me see if what I can do here. I can click on something.
Well, give me the title of it. I know it's on Mercola.
It's in the same article that we started, and if you drop down, it keeps going. So it's articles.mercola.com/sites/article/archive/2011/11/01. More parents waking up to vaccine dangers. ASPX, and all those words are hyphenated in between. But I swear, let me see if I can find my way back there. I believe that if you just stay on that page, let me go back on it and see where it goes back to. Vaccines article. Somehow I got taken to vaccine article.
I got it.
Oh, here it is. It's the same one that I told you about. Kids given vaccines have 22 times greater infection. And then if you just scroll down and keep scrolling. Oh, where is it? Oh, no, I'm sorry. You do have to click on the vaccines.
Kids given vaccines have 22 times greater infections. Is that the article you're trying to get me to?
I believe so. Let me see. Oh, boy. You know what? There's a lot of articles here. They're all good, and I think if something comes up like vaccines, are they still contributing to the greater good? And then they have movies. They have greater good movies with free clicks, you know.
When you're asking some parents to sacrifice their children for the sake of the herd, which even herd immunity has been shown to be a fraud, I mean, you can't. Mm-hmm. That's the old human sacrifice theory, you know, that even goes beyond eugenics, you know, but human sacrifice, so many civilizations through history have collapsed because of human sacrifice. I mean, look at the Roman Empire. Yeah. They had gladiator fights to the death.
Right.
What, for entertainment, you know?
Well, thousands of years ago, you know, they had a whole priesthood based on sacrifice, and I guess the priest would come to the parent and say, okay, it's your turn. Give us your baby, you know. And people would just be forced to handle their baby.
That was the difference with the Jews.
And the babies,
that
would be their sacrifice for that, maybe for that week, you know. Or maybe it was a lunar thing, like when there was a full moon, they did it, or,
who knows?
You know, a solstice.
I mean, that's why, you know, they regret, I don't know why, you know, these La Raza people, and these, what are they called? They're all Quetzalcoatl fans now or whatever, but the reason that you know, when the Spanish came over and the French and Europeans came over to the Americans, the reason at least that they had such an easy time, I mean, certainly there was a lot of bloodshed, whatever, but They all converted quickly at once, and because they were giving up their human sacrifice religion for Christianity, which had this sanitized communion rite in place of human sacrifice. And that was, you know, at the time, that's why they converted so easily. I mean, human sacrifice is a horrible thing for humans to inflict on each other. And, you know, it's just horrible.
Quite a population explosion going. You know, it might have been that they had settled, they'd gone from being hunters and scavengers, you know, to having settled agricultural communities. And, you know, women could stay home and do things with the wheat and the corn and, you know, whatever. And they had lots of babies.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess maybe the population expanded faster than they could, so they became vicious.
I don't know.
Babies were not.
I don't know, but you can't justify
important.
It. I mean, it's,
no, and I think it's happening today too. There's
they don't want to end their human sacrifice. I mean, that's what we had. And, you know, and then going back to the Romans, the reason that they started persecuting the Christians and executing them and feeding them to the lions and stuff is because the Christians had started claiming the babies that the Romans were leaving on the hillside. They were, you know, it was always in the Roman culture. In the Roman culture, the fathers had the right to look at a baby that's just born and decide whether he wants to keep it or not in the family. And if he didn't, the Romans would just go put it on the hillside to die of exposure. Take it from the mother and put it on the hillside. It was a horrible... Yeah, it was a horrible culture, and the Christians were saving these babies. Christianity came but you can't show somebody up and expose the evil that they're doing. This is why they hate Trump, is because he exposes people that are committing evil. Just today with the Boeing ripoff of the 747, you know, price. You know, just read his Twitter thing. He's, you know, the American taxpayers are being robbed by Boeing overpricing this plane for 2024 or whenever it comes out next for a future president, $4 billion. So, you know, Trump knows what 747 goes for, and people are all upset. Mm-hmm. You know, when you expose evil, the people whose evil is being exposed get really, really upset. And that's what went on in the Roman times. And
so
we have a long way to go.
Christianity, you know, Saint
but
Paul
I'm telling
and
you
others,
why.
You know, when
I'm
they finally took
why.
Over
I mean,
the culture.
The
problem is we don't have, Suzanne, we don't have a Christian leadership or Christian culture at the top in Washington, D.C., in the disease control, in the FDA, or any of these agencies. These are either pagans or worse, and they don't have the same feelings for the children or the population. They really want to get rid of people. They really want to get rid of people, and children are being sacrificed.
That's why we had this election.
And children are being made light of. Like the art that was on the walls of the pizza place. You know, the children being tortured or tied up. I'm telling you, that's something that resonates with Washington, is the use and destruction of children. And that goes right into the heart probably the vaccination movement. That's your link
right
there. Of
course, they're going to expand from human sacrifice of babies to human sacrifice of adults. That's why we have to fight this. We have to get rid of not just, you know, it's not that I'm for parental choice on vaccines anymore. I'm for getting rid of all vaccines. That's how far my opinion goes on this. You know, vaccines, they serve no purpose but killing people. You know, killing people, making them sick, making them crippled to the point where they can't have families of their own. You know, it's all eugenic. It's all eugenic, and it all goes back, you know, and it's the public is waking up to this because they're doing more damage than good. I can't even say that they're actually doing any good because they're actually spreading the flu by injecting it into people. You know, I've seen it happen. You're getting me angry. I'm sorry.
Suzanne, don't get angry. Don't get angry. Get even.
No, you're not getting angry. They're getting angry. I misspoke. They're getting angry.
Here's something that I rarely talk about because I don't try to think about it very much. But now for 40 years or whatever, you know, women have had the pill and women have had abortions, legal abortions for, what, the last 30 years at least. And you see what happens is a woman or a family can get rid of the
human
unborn child. And now what's happening is the kind of – it's going over past birth to infancy. In other words, anybody can get rid of a baby if they don't want to have it before it's born. So guess what? That baby has been born now. But you know what? Maybe there's a way that we can still get rid of it because we really don't want it. There's overpopulation. So they claim it has no intrinsic value. Obviously, if they've given birth to it by now, they want it. I'm telling you, let's figure out ways to, in their thinking, let's, you know, toy with the idea of torturing and killing and having sex with it and stuff like that. Because, you see, there's no intrinsic Christian value anymore to motherhood. And
you can't
to
say
that,
there's none.
The beautiful image of the Virgin Mary holding the baby in her arms, you know, is trash.
Yes.
It's ignored and trashed.
Well, I have some good news for you. The evangelical Christians did endorse Trump for this election. And Trump says he's a Christian. Yeah, Obama said he was a Christian too, but now we know from his actions that he's not. And in fact, Hillary called him a Muslim to the bishop's face at that Al Smith charity dinner.
That was bizarre. I saw that. That was bizarre.
Nobody blinked an eye.
Could she even have known what she was saying?
She thoughtlessly blurted it out. She forgot that we weren't supposed to know that he wasn't a Christian.
Yeah.
She just forgot. She forgot which lies she had told before. But Trump has been endorsed. He says he's a Christian. He says he's a Presbyterian. Everything I've seen about him, Christians make mistakes, and they ask God's forgiveness. He's on his third marriage now. And, you know, life isn't perfect. A lot of us are not with whatever, you know, partner. A lot of people go through breakups. I used to crack a joke, the leading cause of divorce is longevity. Because you reach a point where you say, I can't face being with this person another 30, 40 years. You know, and I've been there. I understand why some marriages don't last. But also, I've seen marriages that do last up close and personal. I mean, my parents were married 52 years before one of them passed away. And, you know, so there are wonderful, long-lasting marriages, but also there are some that aren't. And, you know, now that, so that's just my observation. You know? But,
sure.
You know, if you have vaccine killing people, of course the marriages are going to end. But where was I going with that?
You got distracted by the idea of marriage and subsequent marriages and
Trump isn't perfect, okay? Trump isn't perfect. Mm-hmm. Christians don't expect perfection except the never-Trumpers. I don't know what's in their heads. But, Christians aren't perfect, but they try. They try to follow the guidance of Jesus Christ and who preached nothing but kindness, you know, to everybody. But, you know, he also fought evil. That was his thing. And so that's what got him crucified, is because he called out people's evilness and they weren't going to have him expose their evilness anymore, the hypocrisy that went on. But, you know, Trump knew he was getting in. He was running for the presidency because of all the fraud he saw going on in the trade deals.
Mm.
And there's more and more and more fraud. Now, I know, you know, there was this whole thing last week with, Rosie O'Donnell. All she did was retweet somebody else's video that I had seen that was speculating about whether Barron Trump is autistic or not. And, you know, so Melania threatened to sue the video maker, you know, declaring that, no, he doesn't have autism. Okay, so he doesn't have autism. But Trump has said he's seen it up close and personal where his own employees, you know, they'll take a nice new baby in for the first round of shots and they have this horrible reaction, get horribly sick, and then, poof, they're not the same kid anymore. They're autistic. And he has seen it, whether it's his own family or not. He has seen it happen. So he's aware of this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I kind of loosely follow the trail of the bus that's showing the Vaxxed movie, V-A-X-X-E-D, which is available to view for $5 streaming, or you can buy the DVD for $25 on Amazon. But, you know, that movie, those people that produced that movie did have a 1-hour meeting with Trump a month or two ago, and they gave him a copy of the movie, and he said he would watch it. So, I mean,
good for him.
It's hard to face. It's hard to face the depths of evil that's going on right now, but from Pizzagate to intentionally killing other people's children remotely with vaccines, because when you pump a little kid up with repeated, 20 vaccines at a time, three doses of three shots. Okay, that's nine. And then you come back another month and have another nine vaccines. It just goes on and on and on. And, the National Institute of Health, they published, there was a study on vaccine rates versus infant mortality rates in dozens and dozens of countries around the world. And we're at the top of the list. I mean, it's an absolute... They said, well, we don't want to cause correlation. It means causation. And of course, that's what it means. Of course, that's what it means when it's so consistently the ones with the most vaccines have the most SIDS cases. When you actually put SIDS as a possible side effect of the DTaP vaccine in the package insert, right next to the autism, all this stuff about the MMR and autism, the DTaP vaccine causes autism. It says so in the package insert. When they know this is going on, it's nothing but eugenic human sacrifice, and it's just everything old is new again. No, human nature doesn't change. If you don't follow the goodness of God, you are the God. Evil rushes in to fill the vacuum, and so there's such a vacuum in Hillary's head. She's all involved with these Pizzagate, sexual predators on children, and they'll take it so far as to kill them. This is just, anybody Google hashtag Pizzagate and you will get truckloads of stuff dumped on you. And these elitists who think they can prey on other people's children, think nothing of preying on them, whether it's vaccines or up close and personal.
You can't say that this is for sure, but it sure looks suspicious. And the collections of art, and the Podesta, I guess it's the John Podesta, collection, and also the things that the owner of that pizza shop, the ping pong, called?
Yeah, in the bathroom.
Had on his Instagram
horrible.
And liked, that he liked them, that he put up on Instagram, and others put up on Instagram. They featured scenes of torture, and there was people that were definitely bound up. I browsed a little bit. I saw pictures of women and girls sitting in chairs that had their hands tied up behind their backs, with men leaning over them and stuff.
I haven't seen those.
Girls with frightened books. Have you seen these? There's one of five.
No,
girls
I'm a mother. I understand what's going on, and
You can't bear to look at them. Well, looks of fright, looks of fear, and open mouth fear of five girls that are kneeling
on
the floor. of what looks like a bathroom
or
something.
They have developed a taste, a bloodlust, a real bloodlust, and the bloodlust is growing.
But not only
that.
Okay, so I'm saying there's these different categories. There's the ones of this kind of thing of bondage. And then they have some that are relating to cannibalism, and others have said, remind them of the bodies that Jeffrey Dahmer, cut up and hung up and stuff like that, so there's definitely a cannibalism connection also, So, and then this guy at the pizza place,
he
has it open for kids all, with 8 o'clock until midnight or some crazy thing
that. So listen, make me barf on the radio.
Youth.
Don't make me barf on the radio. Anybody can Google up Pizzagate.
People
need to go to prison.
Bullshit. The people that are saying it's nonsense, they may have not looked into these images. There's a trail of breadcrumbs, I'm telling you, Suzanne. There's a trail of breadcrumbs
that
goes back to the...
It starts with WikiLeaks.
The trail of breadcrumbs goes back to the Wicked Witch's place in the middle of the woods, where she was throwing kids into the fireplace, into the stove.
It's the same thing. Yeah, Hansel and Gretel. Here we go, with the witch throwing children into the oven. It's the same. It really did exist, and it really does exist. Where you're not actively pursuing good, you're pursuing evil. That's just choice in life. And that's, that's in the Bible. I said before you, life and death and good and evil. then you need to choose one. There's no ambivalence. You have to choose good or evil before you, that's what you're here for in this life, to choose good versus evil. You know, and there's lots of types of good and there's lots of types of evil. And
why
that is like
and,
the one.
And why did this guy that runs this ping pong pizza place make 5 or 6 visits to the White House? You know, and why is he the 50th most famous, popular or influential person in Washington, D.C.?
I want it to all unfold. I want
it
to all unfold. I hope this is not too much for Trump to bear, to go after these people. He's got his own beautiful grandchildren, and just to think of these people preying on other people's children. I hope he's got the guts to take this down. What?
Somebody's got to squawk. Somebody in the middle of this has got to, turn on these people and decide that, they're turning over a leaf or something, and they're going to talk. Somebody needs to talk, and
you know,
then maybe
did
people
it?
Come out into the open.
Well, all the whistleblowers who have been leaking these emails to WikiLeaks, and just look at Seth Rich. So he's dead. You know, he's the one that we think leaked the DNC emails to WikiLeaks, and he paid the ultimate price. So,
oh yeah, but
and
of course,
I'm
sure the news media, the media said that it was the police had said it was a botched robbery, it was a robbery. However, nothing at all was taken as well.
No, they're changing their tune. Nobody's buying garbage.
Why do you suppose he was shot twice in the back? For no reason, as he was walking home at 2 o'clock in the morning, and they didn't bother to take his stuff if they were just thugs.
This was to warn anybody else off from leaking emails. This was to warn off anybody else from leaking emails, and I suppose it was supposed to be a warning to Wiener because their garbage is all over his laptop. Well, Wiener's too stupid. He got himself involved with tweeting underage girls, and so the New York police. So this won't be up to the FBI to not prosecute. The New York police is going to prosecute all this stuff that they found in his laptop leading to this child predator stuff.
We have not heard much from the New York police. Now, probably what they're doing is they're building a case.
They're building a case, and they're laying low until Trump is inaugurated. They're laying low until Trump has
the
real power. What?
By the way, if we go back to Seth, what's his last name? Ridge? Seth Rich?
Seth Rich, R-I-C-H.
Seth, if we go back to a second firm, okay, the person who was gunned down for no reason, at 2 o'clock in the morning, walking back to his home in a nice Washington, D.C. neighborhood, why do you suppose there's any connection between his death and Assange offering a $20,000 reward for information about
Absolutely, I do. Yeah. Absolutely, I do.
Why would Assange come out with that? I mean, of all the people that get killed in the United States every day, why would he be so interested in why Seth Rich was shot in the back, you know, and willing to pay for it?
Well, I think we'll know in time. I think I'm anxious for all this to unfold and have people locked up. But this evil of predators preying on other people's children is so large. It's so incredibly large because it's not just the Pizzagate and however many hundred children they could, you know, run through that child trafficking pizza shop. But this is thousands and hundreds of thousands of children all across the country being vaccinated to death. I mean, I've known, you know, at least 2 babies in my lifetime, and this is years ago, over 20 years ago, that died of SIDS, and now I know why. You know, now I know why. Mm-hmm. It's right on their, you know, their vaccine date, or shortly thereafter.
Well, these are not Christians. These are not Christians, and I'm not blaming
the
Jews or the pagans or the Muslims or anybody else. I'm just saying
I'm telling you that Judaism was
the first
to reject human sacrifice in the Middle East. That's why they're so hated.
One of the pictures that was liked, I guess, on Instagram by this guy, or maybe posted by him, is of the most darling little one-year-old girl, and she's looking at you with these big, big eyes, and they have the corner of a euro note in a packet. There's several packets of euro notes, 50
Don't
euro
make
notes.
Me bust
it's stuck
on
in her
my
mouth.
Own show.
The corner of it is stuck about 2 inches
Do you
into
understand?
Her mouth.
Don't make me. I'm going to have to yank you off the air because I don't want to barf on my own show. So
okay,
I would like to go back to this.
Sorry.
I would like to go back to this other article, though. Actually, I had two posts today on MadScientist.exposed. The one is about the Navy pilot, and the other is articles about this 21st Century Cures Act and how we need to contact our senators now, really now, about this, you know, and get this squashed. I mean, they're trying to ram it through, you know, as the last thing Obama does,
yeah.
You know, in handing us over to the New World Order. He wants to implement this eugenic thing, you know. But anyway,
do you have links? Or do you have an address? Do you have emails? How can people contact your?
I have links. Yeah,
senator,
just on my MadScientist.exposed. There's all kinds of links. But on this article with the Navy pilot that's probably going to lose his career over refusing just the squalene loaded flu vaccine. Other people chimed in on that conversation with stories of they can't volunteer at their own kids' school and stuff like that. But a large part of this conversation was about the military forcing vaccines on our service personnel, and this is the same type of thing that they want to do to all of us, not just the military. So we got to get it clear. But this one woman posted, I think she was a woman. I don't know, I blacked out their names because it was a private group, so I try to respect everybody's privacy. Anyway, she writes, "If you want to let she was talking to a woman whose son is joining the military despite her warnings about vaccines. Anyway, if you want to let him private message me, he can. I was in the military. They gave me all my shots in boot camp in a 2-day span. They also gave me shots that didn't have names, but letters and numbers. What happened after not being vaccinated my whole life and having them all at once? I got really sick. I had extreme fevers and headaches, body chills. I passed out multiple times, and my friends took care of me. They would send me to sick hall and told me to, quote, get the F over it, unquote. I ended up with spiral fractures, I think she means spinal fractures, and bone density issues and pneumonia and still had to train. Guess who never made it through tech school because her legs about snapped? This girl.
Mm.
Guess who was sicker than a blanking, she's got an image there, I don't know what it is, a teddy bear or something. This girl. Guess who the military didn't give two shits about? This girl, guess what? They didn't even give me a blanking medical discharge. They gave me an administrative discharge because I told the commanding officer to go shove it. When they tried to reclassify me after failing my classes because I was at the doctor so much, they wanted to reclass me from avionics and me having a top secret clearance to security forces and losing my clearance. I told them that they needed a better plan because they did this to me. In big letters. Guess what? Administrative discharge. Good blank and riddance. So by then the damage was done.
It seems that she was targeted for some reason. Someone in some authority at that camp, the boot camp, thought, we can't have this woman, working here. We got to get rid of her. So they insisted she has all these shots.
Well, no. It was after that she had all the shots and got sick from getting all the shots that they turned on her. They couldn't have it out that the vaccines did it to her or that they did it to her with the vaccine. They can't have that common knowledge out there, you know, or nobody would join the military, nobody would take their vaccines. So they're just they just pretend like it was some other issue. And that's you know, when you're in the military, they own you. And they've gotten so arrogant now, the government thinks they own all of us. They think that we're going to put up with this. We didn't volunteer for this. I mean, and certainly, you know, people who join the military, they understand it's a volunteer military, so we don't have the draft anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But this isn't what they volunteered for, was being somebody's lab rat, you know, because it's all these experimental vaccines. Another woman in this group talks about numbered vaccines that don't have names. And I don't know if I can find it. I'm scrolling up and down here. But she and her husband both had numbered vaccines that did not have names, and they asked what they were, and they wouldn't tell them. And in fact, they've been redacted out of their own personal medical records since they've left the military. They can't find out what's in there, what was injected into them. They don't even know. So obviously, that's an experimental vaccine. If they don't even have a name for it, they won't even tell you what it is. You know, it's insane what we're doing to our military You know, we have to get the boot of the vaccine industry off our newborn babies, and we have to get it off our own military.
I could imagine making experiments on volunteer prisoners at Guantanamo or something like that. But to do this on American servicemen and women, you know, that are defending our country and subject them to an illness that could paralyze or kill them is just unthinkably cruel and inhumane.
Yeah.
And it should be illegal. It should be stopped. Do it in some prison from volunteers. Okay, hey, we want to give you guys some vaccines. Who volunteers? Okay, somebody's got to be in there for 50 years or something or life. Then what do they have to lose? Maybe they'll volunteer. Maybe they'll do it for a pack of cigarettes, you know. But not to the not to someone
that's
who's
awfully cheap.
And honestly in the service, a service person, you know, a serviceman or woman. That's a service woman. A woman of all people, you know. Experimental crap. Forcing experimental crap on a woman in service. That shows no respect.
So we only have a few minutes left, about 20 minutes left. I should take another commercial break before we finish out for the night. So we'll be back.
You are listening to Freedomizer Radio, where freedomizers freedomize freedom.
You're an activist. You have a cause and an idea. But you also have lots of questions. You need help. After all, teams have coaches, corporations have consultants, and even politicians have campaign managers. But who do activists turn to? The Solutions Institute. We are a collection of professionals and activists from across the political spectrum. Our goal is to teach, motivate, and put all the necessary tools for activism in your hands without charge. Learn more or submit your project at solutions-institute.org.
Call in our live number at 319-527-6208. That's 319-527-6208. Press 1 to participate on the air.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from libertystickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's libertystickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Solutions to Delusion. How do you do this? Well, join me every Friday night on the Delusion Solution Radio Show from 6 to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time and 9 to 12 midnight Eastern Time right here on the Freedomizer Network, where we will be discussing and discerning the times by making sense of current events and bringing to light much-needed topics. Our calling number is 347-324-3704 to listen in. Watching with your ears and listen with your eyes. I'm your host, Tara Dawn, and I'll see you there.
Hey, Freedomist, join me, Proof Negative. Weeknights, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, as we fight the New World Order together, right here on Freedomizer Radio, your exclusive home of the Proof Negative Show.
And the Proof Negative Show follows this one right about 15 minutes from now. We've been discussing the attempt by the Senate to pass this 21st Century Cures Act, which has some sublinks to mandatory vaccines. It's all TPP compliant. And my whole premise this episode is that we should not just leave this to Trump to clean up after the fact. He said he doesn't want to participate in the TPP, but we need to slam this down. I mean, the House has already passed it, and we need to get on our senators' necks about not passing it. I don't know about the Senate in your state, but I have no faith in the senators from my state, and they're both Republican. But I didn't vote for either of them. Well, one isn't up for re-election for a couple of years. The other one just ran. I didn't vote for him. I couldn't bring myself to vote for him because he was insulting Trump supporters from the get-go, from the beginning, and he just got more insulting as the year went on. And I couldn't vote for him in the primary, and I couldn't vote for him in the general. But he's our senator. So I'm going to, you know, contact his office, and I'm going to contact both senators' office, and I really hope that everybody listening will do the same. My whole premise is that we should not leave it to Trump to mop it up. We need to have his back, and we need to not be handing him garbage. We need to hand him as little garbage as possible, which after what we've been discussing over the last hour, it's very hard to do, but we need to hand him as little garbage as possible to clean up because he's got a full plate, and God bless him for trying. So we're just not going to send him any more of this nonsense. Anyway, yes, we have actually another caller joining us. Hi, sir, or ma'am. Hi.
I'm a sir, I think. Yes, I'm a sir. I definitely am a sir. Okay.
Sounds like a sir. So what are your thoughts on all this?
Before 1940, before World War II, we didn't do all this. It wasn't until Operation Paperclip that brought all the Nazis over, they started doing this. And
well, they learned from us.
Yeah, it was...
You know, Woodrow Wilson was...
Well, look at IG Farben, now called Bayer.
Yeah.
Pharmaceuticals.
Yeah.
Okay? Which also is...
Yeah, we've been feeding
Satan.
It back and forth across the ocean.
Yeah. IG
I don't
Farben,
know if you turned in very early, but there is some history back to 1905 and a court decision issued by the Oliver Wendell Holmes Court that said, yes, the government can force... a smallpox vaccine on a citizen who knows he's allergic to the smallpox vaccine. It doesn't matter. It goes for the common good. And the utilitarian reasoning behind that and the subsequent case in 1927 about forced sterilization, both of those ideas just caught fire with Hitler. And they were American first, and then they were Hitler. And then they flowed back through the Operation Paperclip, that where we hired a lot of their scientists rather than lock them up. So,
kind of like sound feedback when your musician comes in, goes and just keeps getting worse and worse and worse until your amp explodes.
Yeah,
in this
that's
case,
a good analogy, the evil
explodes.
Feedback.
Yeah.
That is a good analogy.
There's the thing is, with smallpox, it wasn't a vaccine. It was an inoculant. There's a difference.
It's a difference. The adjuvant, what is the difference?
Well, an inoculant, you're actually taking a weakened version of the virus. Whereas with a vaccine, you're taking like a fraction of it. It's a part of it. They're tear it apart. And... I can't remember all the science to it. I'm not a virologist or anything like that. And I've listened to it be explained by a virologist, but I can't remember exactly all the details to it. But if you like Google or whatever difference between like inoculation and vaccination, inoculant, that's a difference between inoculant and vaccine. Because they're not the same. And a vaccine really doesn't ever work because a virus will mutate. And
an inoculant, it doesn't?
Well, with an inoculant, like smallpox, your body is taking a weakened version of it, and in theory, and it worked, it's actually taking it and fighting it and kicking its butt. But there are no adjuvants in it or anything like that back then. Okay.
Oh,
it was just
okay. Yeah.
The smallpox virus, and like I said, it was a weakened one. So in a healthy body, it wouldn't overtake it. You know, a healthy body would have, you know, the immune system to go kick its butt, and while it's doing so, learn how to kick its butt in full strength in the future. Well, that's not a vaccine. That is totally different. And a vaccine hyperstimulates your autoimmune system and screws it up too. And then plus,
yeah,
you have squalene.
Is there a legal difference as far as the immune
medically? Yes,
the
there is a difference.
No, I mean, is there a legal difference? Are they treated differently? Because I know the vaccines are treated as liability-free. You can't sue over a vaccine injury. Is there such a thing as
an
inoculant injury?
You can go to a vaccine injury court, and they take care of it, which that is taxpayer money. The pharmaceutical companies are not liable anymore. But see, that's something else too. Is, you know, you were talking about us having to, you know, take care of a lot of messy things so Trump doesn't have to. Vaccine injury courts, big pharma being immune from lawsuit and all that needs to stop.
And people are
too dumbed down. But you can't, I mean, there are too many people that still think vaccines are good. I can't. I've talked to them. They're idiots. I'm sorry.
I can't say people in general. There are people who worship at the feet of white coat authority figures, and I don't know why they're like that. That's more than stupidity. That's willful blindness. And
yeah. Well, they're
I think I forgot to ask your name. If I can take notes, can I ask your name? At least your first name.
Lawrence. Or Larry.
Thank you. Okay,
but
so I'll
anyway,
recognize your phone number in the future.
Well, I've called you and talked to you before.
Yeah, but I missed your name that time too.
Oh,
or at least, I don't remember it, so I'm taking notes.
That's all right. And your name is?
Suzanne.
You sure?
Suzanne.
Positive.
Yeah.
I'm still on the line too. How you doing?
I just looked up
the difference between vaccines and inoculations, and it's really above my head. It says vaccine is a substance given to stimulate the body's production of antibodies and provide immunity against the disease prepared from the agent that causes the disease, while inoculation is the introduction of an antigenic substance or vaccine into the body to produce immunity to specific disease. I just don't understand antigenic versus
antibodies. You wind up getting down a rabbit hole where you have to start looking up what the heck this is and what the heck that is and what the heck. Yeah, with the vaccine, what they do, they take the virus nowadays anyway. They don't even use the whole virus. They take and split it, and like dissect it, and feed you a part of it, which does no good. Now your body's not even fighting the real virus. And the other problem is now that the DNA and the RNA are in your body, and the DNA from that vaccine can mix with your DNA. And it does happen, and it's not good. And you know, they used to say, it doesn't happen. Well, now they're saying, well, yeah, I guess it does, but oh, well, too bad. Sucks to you.
That's not going to go on. That's not going to go on. We have to get rid of that liability-free stuff, you know.
Now, as a military, I wouldn't join. I tell people, don't join the military. You're going to be nothing but a mercenary for the globalist bankers, period. Until things radically change in this country, and it's not going to happen, okay? That's all the military is. And they look at you like you are their guinea pig. You are
just fodder, yeah.
You are their property, and they can do to you what they will, okay? Now, if you do not claim to be a sovereign person, a man made in the likeness and image of God, they can do to you whatever you want. You are a citizen. You are their property.
Well, a citizen
That's
is different from a subject.
No,
and,
it's actually the same thing.
You think so? I don't
by
know.
By their definition now, by the modern definition of what they go by, it's the same. Now, they
Oh, well, of course they change the meaning of words. They changed the meaning of words in order to lie to you. That's been going on since the dawn of time.
Yes, but one thing that they still have kept the old version of is the term of or definition of sovereign. If you notice, the Queen of England, okay, and Bonnie Prince Philip are sovereigns. Straight up. Think about that, okay?
Yeah.
And the Rothschilds. The Rothschilds are sovereigns. Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands, she's a sovereign. Okay? They are not citizens, per se. They are not subjects.
Sovereigns
are
over everybody else in that country. To be sovereign is to reign, like as in reign supreme.
Well, also that too, but to be sovereign means that you are basically a man made in the likeness and image of God, and you are only bowing down to one authority. No authority is over you.
Okay.
And whether or not that makes you a king, queen, a lord, a baron, a duchess, or a duke, that's, you know, you're, the sovereign is a sovereign. And
if I can find that Navy thing, somebody posted a video in that thread after I took a screenshot about the sovereign thing. And I've had people trying to feed me that stuff before, trying to get me to disavow my right to vote and things like that. You know, I've blown off this sovereign thing.
Oh, no, you vote. Don't disavow. No, you have the right to vote local and county and federal, state. But the federal government is not our government, okay? It is an administrative government that is outside the common law of the land of the Constitution.
The point is
rights.
To take it back. The point is
yes,
to take
indeed.
It back.
But
and if I don't participate
level.
In the election, there's no way to take it back. I'm not the type that I'm not going to pick up arms, you know?
On a federal level, your vote doesn't mean squat. If it did, they wouldn't let you vote. But on a local level, it still matters. And that's how you start. You have to build a foundation first before you build a house. And the foundation are the cities, counties, and state. But to take the state back, you have to take the city back. Process. And it's going to take a long time because they spent a long time infiltrating and usurping our country. Because you look at every major city, even minor cities in the United States.
Oh, yeah.
They're all
it's
incorporated.
It's also a global, the UN, what is it called?
Yeah.
The UN Safe
you
City crap.
Well, not only that, it started before that even. But they're all incorporated. And the only way you can even start to get our cities back is to unincorporate a city and stop having property tax to where each person is on their sovereign land within limits. I mean, it doesn't mean that you can go and declare war against your next-door neighbor or anything like that, okay?
But who's going to pay for the sewers and the electricity and stuff like that?
So we're very short of time, just so you know.
Sales,
we do have another show coming up right after us.
Yeah, yes, sales tax. Don't need property tax. Look up comprehensive annual financial report. Okay.
Yeah, and the income tax is illegal too.
Yeah, it sure is. Well, that's another can of worms. But property tax isn't even necessary. They could do it all with sales tax. Okay.
Absolutely.
And by the way,
I found
there's a biblical definition of sovereignty. Sovereignty means that God is the ruler of the universe, has the right to do whatever He wants. So that's the biblical definition, but then there's also a kind of a regular definition, one that exercises supreme permanent authority in a nation or other government unit, like a king, a queen, or other noble person. So there's a biblical sovereignty, and then there's like a civil sovereignty.
Yeah, and then there's the constitutional sovereignty. If you read the writings of George Washington, James Madison, George Mason, Benjamin Rush, they add that all men have the God-given right, which is a sovereignty, to certain inalienable rights.
Okay, I'm getting notices in my ear. We are running out of time.
Yes.
And I'll put the video about the sovereignty in the site. And so I want to wish everybody a great week. And thank you for listening. And thank you for calling and calling in.
Okay.
God bless.
Talk to you later. Adios. Happy trails.
Bye. Adios.